This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network. Do you want a more intimate walk with God? Are you tired of trying to hear God and hearing only silence? Each week, your host, Felice Skirwitz, is prepared to inspire you and equip you on your journey towards deepening your relationship with God. Listen, hear, and follow the Lord's will in your life, and you will be blessed.
Praising God in all things. This is episode 31, and this is A Few Minutes with God podcast.com, and my name is Felice Skirwitz. It's a challenge to praise God for everything, isn't it? It's easy to praise Him when things go well, but when it's more difficult, it's really hard. And that's one of the things we're going to be discussing today. And I want to give a shout out to our sponsor, and that is Affirms Films and Sony Animation and the film The Star. You can find more about this film, which is now available on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital at thestarmovie.com. And it's thanks to all of our sponsors that we can bring you these shows for free. So praise God for that, and praise God for many more movies and feature films that we're going to be sharing with you with the Christian content. And we're really happy to tell you about them, because I think we all need to support those films out there that are Christian in content. Also, I'd like you to give me a star rating if you could on iTunes. I guess they've changed the app, so you have to go all the way to the bottom of the podcast album in order to find it. So if you could do that as well, it would make me happy. So I appreciate it. All right, so today we're going to be talking about praising God, and it's really funny because I was supposed to record this podcast yesterday, and it was such a bad day that I thought it was really appropriate that I should be podcasting about praising God when I was having difficulty doing it myself. So I think sometimes we get these challenges in life to really show us that we have to do what we, you know, preach. I can't just sit here and tell you guys to do it when I feel like God's talking to me about it, and that's something I need to do. Well, every day is a journey through life, and with a schedule that is full and minds overflowing at times, life seems to hold little joy. In fact, even if we're happy, often we can't stop to smell the roses because the next to do has to be done. And it's difficult to stay positive and have a positive attitude when things go wrong. And if you're like the rest of us, things go wrong almost every day. And yesterday was one of those days. You know, I spoke to a friend the other day, and the first words out of her mouth were, "It's been that kind of day." She didn't need to elaborate. I knew exactly what she meant. We've all had that kind of day, and life happens, and we're caught in a wave of despair when things fall apart. And a lot of times, it's things we can't control. It's actions of other people in our lives, you know, usually those close to us that we love. And that's why we feel such despair, because we feel hopeless and we feel like we can't do anything about it. So today I'm going to challenge you on several fronts in this podcast. One is I'm going to give you some homework assignments, and if you have kids, they can do it with you. So the first is look up praising God in the scriptures. One of my favorite quick and easy websites to use is Bible Gateway. And here you can find scripture verses topically. And I did a quick search and found 134 references to the word praise God. And one of my favorites is Psalm 150. It says, Psalm 150, 1 through 6, "Praise God in His sanctuary, praise Him in His mighty heavens. Praise Him for His acts of power. Praise Him for His surpassing greatness. Praise Him with sounding of the trumpet. Praise Him with the harp and lyre. Praise Him with timbrel and dancing. Praise Him with the strings and pipe. Praise Him with the clash of cymbals. Praise Him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord." Praise the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? And that's a psalm that we can pray daily. So do that. Make a list of some of your favorite psalms that talk about praising God and put them in a journal. And in this way, you'll be able to go back, and my journal has lots of sticky tabs and bent pages and everything, and you can use your journal to journal different things. I did a couple of podcasts on journaling, but you can also use it to write down some of your favorite scriptures. The second is make a list of your... Actually, the second one is exactly what I just told you to do for the first one is, so the second one is when you make a list of scriptures that praise God, go to these each day and read them. Just read about praising God first thing in the morning, and that can change your life. You know, if we start doing this every day, we will wake up with the first thought in our minds of praising God, and that will happen. The third is if you're too busy, you can pray anytime during the day. And the easiest way to do this is just to talk to the Lord, simply like something like this: I thank you and I praise you, Jesus. It's that simple. Whenever things are going well or when things are going wrong, you just praise God. And the fourth is one of my favorite, and that's a litany of praises. And I looked up the meaning of the word litany on Wikipedia and found this. A litany is Christian worship and some forms of Judaic worship. It is a form of prayer used in services and processions and consists of a number of petitions. And then it had some Latin translations there. You can write your own litany, and it can be something like this. The first is, praise you, God, you are the Almighty One. Praise you, God, you are the King of Kings. Praise you, God, you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Praise you, God, you are all-loving. Praise you, God, you are merciful and mighty. Praise you, God, you are the Comforter, my rock and my fortress. Whatever comes to mind, or you can look up, praising God litany online or something like that. And again, write this in your journal. And when you feel down, pull this out and do this every day. And the fifth is, I want to challenge you to praise God for the next 30 days. Habits are formed for some as early as 18 days, and for some others, 2 weeks, up to 2 months, sometimes longer. But what better way to create a habit of prayer of praising God by actually doing it? And if you think you're going to forget, put on a calendar reminder and have it alert you. We do that for everything else, right? You can set up a daily 30-minute or 30-day calendar reminder for a couple of minutes just to praise God, which goes along with a few minutes with God, spending time with God each day. This challenge will make you and those around you happier, I promise you. And when we are happier, how can we not be if we're constantly praising God and thanking Him for the good and the bad, and it will change us and those around us, I promise. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, God the Almighty One, we praise you and we thank you for all that you have done in our lives. We are a thought in your mind until the day we are born, and you've been with us every step of the way in our lives. We've journeyed this path, and you've journeyed this path with us, right beside us. While we sometimes wonder if you're there, we know in our hearts we are not deserted and we are truly loved. I thank you, God, and I praise you, God, and I will praise you until I draw my last breath. I thank you for the gift of faith, and truly my life would not be so rich without it. I thank you and I praise you, and I pray this in the precious name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You can find the podcast show notes at afewminuteswithgodpodcast.com, podcast 31. God bless and thank you.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, A Few Minutes with God. Please visit Fleece on our website, afewminuteswithgod.com, and your podcast page on afewminuteswithgodpodcast.com. There you will find the show notes for today's episode. This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network.